The Act 46 school district consolidation law has jump-started conversations around the state about how Vermonters should govern their schools, and those discussions have not always been easy or successful. The law now moves into its second phase, and the talks will likely get more complicated as school boards scramble to comply with it. PPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this report.
Over the past two decades, Vermont has lost about 20% of its public school students. Act 46 was adopted to confront this stark reality. The law requires school boards to merge with nearby districts and then adopt a single unified board to oversee a larger group of schools. Gabe Gilman is chairman of the Act 46 Committee in the Washington West Supervisory Union. Washington West consolidated during the first phase, and Gilman says Act 46 encouraged his district to consider the concept of local control through a wider lens.
We have very, very small schools, and in some ways they were not having conversations they probably should have had a long time ago. But the net effect was to make people have those conversations and really to force them to think about how can we just get out of our old ways of doing things, look at what we have to share with others and what others have to share with us.
Washington West was one of the four districts that held votes just as Act 46's first phase was coming to a close. Two of those votes passed, and two were rejected by voters. During the law's so-called accelerated phase, districts were given the most generous tax breaks if they were able to hold successful votes before July 1st. And a lot of districts were able to get their merger plans approved by the voters. As the first year ends, about 25% of the state's students are now in districts that are merging. But in some districts, the talks haven't gone quite so well. Here's how the chairwoman of the Windham Southeast Act 46 Committee recently introduced two consultants who are helping the district with their merger talks.
They're going to review with us the current articles of agreement and how Vernon does not or does fit into that process. Whether that is a merger we want to consider after the last couple of months of a little bit of chaos.
The chaos that Alice Laughlin mentioned came from Vernon's decision to withdraw from the Act 46 committee because the town wants to keep its school choice. The town's move triggered a letter from Vermont's Secretary of Education, who said Vernon had no legal authority to withdraw. So now Vernon's representative to the merger committee sits in the audience during meetings instead of at the table. And after the turmoil, the school district scheduled a public vote on whether to leave the Union High School District. Vernon School Board member Walt Breaux says the town's trying to sort it all out.
One of the things the Vernon Board is doing now is coming up with the risk and benefits of voting to leave the district. I think right now we've got the one benefit, or at least most folks in Vernon see as a benefit, is continuing school choice. I mean, we have no idea what the ramifications on the taxpayers of Vernon will be.
So whether mergers go through or not, Act 46 is changing Vermont's education system. And as the law moves into the next phase, there will be even more change. During the second phase, districts are allowed to reach outside of their supervisory unions. Newly merged districts don't have to be contiguous, and there's more time to develop new district boundaries.
Phase two is more flexible. It also provides a more leisurely pace for districts.
Donna Russo-Savage is with the Agency of Education. She's been working directly with school boards who are trying to navigate their way through Act 46. She says some of the districts that had their mergers voted down in the first phase can now come up with different plans. And single towns that weren't included in Phase 1 consolidations can find new districts to work with.
It gives them the time to have those conversations in their community about what's best as far as providing educational opportunities for their children, especially in light of increasing poverty and declining enrollment and concerns about affordability.
The State Board of Education is also preparing for the different plans it will see during the next phases of Act 46. The board recently asked Education Secretary Rebecca Holcomb to help develop the process for considering alternative structure mergers. Holcomb says the State Board will have some tough decisions to make as it considers alternative merger proposals over the next few years.
As we move into the next round, we're going to find more systems that don't meet those strict criteria that were set out in the first phase. And the reality is, yeah, absolutely. If you've got diversity of structure, it's going to be a little bit trickier. But that's the price of having diversity, and I think that's what Vermonters have chosen.
Districts that are merging under the criteria of Act 46's second phase must hold votes before July 2017. Every district in the state is expected to be operating under a newly approved district structure before July 2019. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.